This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Once again, all gunked up. But hey, I'm let's just push on with it. Like they're pushing on with the gun control agenda, wouldn't you think? As of late, we've heard all of this shady stuff coming out of the federal government when it comes to guns. You got the FBI, which had a form where you could forfeit your gun rights. And then they had it, and then they did away with it. But the fact that they had it was sort of concerning. We got all the stuff the ATF is doing. And now the credit card companies are getting in on the act. And they're doing this without either of those other two agencies. Are they involved, or alternatively, could they become involved? And that's what some people believe. A gun rights advocate in Wyoming fears that federal agencies will access credit card companies' new tracking system for gun sales, but two federal police bureaus aren't commenting yet. Mark Jones, a Wyoming spokesman for GOA, told Cowboy State Daily on Monday that there's a real potential for government oversight of the newly categorized gun sale. He said this is a part of a pattern of behavior. The Biden administration has been keeping an illegal gun registry for years, which he is referencing a Gun Owners of America report on the ATF use of federal background checklists relating to gun sales. That was compiled following a FOIA request by GOA. He said that just sort of fits with that, and it's an attempt to gather more information about law-abiding people. Now, on that, I'm not entirely sure that Jones is wrong, because that's all gun control is. It is an attempt to control the behavior of law-abiding people, because law-breaking people follow no laws. Now, as things stand now, the records exist as to who lawfully buys guns and who doesn't. And, of course, but they're highly dispersed. The other thing is that in these states where they don't have registries, where they have concealed carry permits, in some cases, you don't go through a background check. You may fill out the 4473. But each store maintains its own records, and the ATF doesn't get them unless the store goes out of business for whatever reason. But now the credit card companies will be developing their own database of sorts, and that means they'll be in just three locations rather than thousands. But it won't be complete. But it'll be enough that it should concern people. It'll be the beginning, because what they're going to do is they're now going to say, instead of it being a durable good or something else, it's now going to be listed as a gun sale. Regardless, and it's all going to be based on where you buy it. And I don't know how that's going to work for Academy Sports, which sells bicycles and shoes and clothing and camping stuff. I don't know how it's going to work for Cabela's, Bass Outdoors, which is the same as Cabela's. But if it's a gun shop, well, it's definitely going to be listed as that. Now, you might be buying something like a holster, speed loader, spare magazine. There's a lot of things it could be. Now Visa has come out, and we're going to expand on this in a minute. Visa has said it won't do what proponents claim it will do with regard to rampage killings. Because all this is going to do is track lawful gun sales to law-abiding citizens. Because the app, okay, so there's two kinds of things that they get out there and they tell you, this is about rampage killings. We got to prevent rampage killings. Except the steps they take only impede the law abiding. because your average criminal is not going into a gun shop or to his black market dealer and using a credit card. And then, but we get the thing we get, though, is, but mass shooters use them. But this won't do anything about that and won't even flag a rampage shooter's gun purchase as suspicious because they don't know exactly what is being purchased. And how do they know? Because if you're law-abiding up to this point, and that's the thing, all of these rampage shooters, except for Lanza, Adam Lanza in Newtown, didn't have a background. Dylan Roof fell through the cracks. He's another one. Or they, you know, the NICS system failed, as in the case of the guy in Parkland, for example. But I suspect that they will be interested in trying to focus this a little more sharply into finding out what is being purchased, which would make it even easier for the feds. Then they just need to subpoena records from the three credit card companies when they want to see who's buying what. I'd like to say that while it's possible for them to do that, it's not likely. However, with what we've seen out of both the FBI and the ATF lately, I can't actually say that, not with any degree of honesty, because that's a lot of data. That's a lot of data to sift through. And as we're finding out, like in New York, just in New York State, where they're wanting to have this thing where you got to go through all the social media stuff, right? The sheriffs are out there saying, we don't have the manpower to go through all the social media posts of anybody that comes up here. Although I have mused out loud how fun it would be to start a company where we could go out there and completely eradicate any social media presence you'd ever had. I don't know how much that would cost to actually do that. I know how much I'd probably charge to do that. Although I'd experiment on me. But let's, you know, this, as with anything, with any sort of data, when they're doing this, this is trawling for data, right? This is throwing out the big net and catching everything that falls within that net. So there will be a lot of things that may change about this. There will be a lot of people that are going to find out which cards they're actually monitoring and go get a different card, maybe a Discover card. Because this is what I have read. It's Visa, American Express, and MasterCard. I don't know if Discover Card is in that. There will be some people that will just go to the bank and withdraw the cash and go pay cash for it. So we'll see what this how this develops and everything else. The part that I find the most worrying is that the feds, they got out there and they got phone records for January the 6th using, and they figured out whose phone records to get using facial recognition software, because there was a video array everywhere during January 6th. So they were looking at people and then saying, we want their phone records. Will that be next? Are we going to be surveilled when we go to the gun store? You know, and will that be part of the requirements in order to maintain your FFL? The only thing that can be done about this is we got to put politicians in place and we have to do away with the ATF. And then we probably need to severely restrict the focus of the FBI to a mission instead of an activist role. That's going to take a little bit of work, isn't it? But it's all doable. That's all doable. I think I'm going to take this break to go gargle. Yeah. Good idea, I think. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, here's the thing about this credit card thing. The gun control proponents are thrilled, of course. They successfully pressured the credit card companies to change how they code gun stores, nagging them into submission, ostensibly so they can track a suspicious purchase and thwart rampage killings. Which is impossible. That's impossible. First of all, what is a suspicious package? I'm getting ready to do a gun build because thankfully one of my sponsors, Aero Precision, has sent me a box of gun parts that I can turn into an AR-15. And there's certain parts I had to do, you know, like the lower came to me and it was already ready to go. It's already dug out, so it's legally a gun. So that went to the gun shop. And I got the fully serialized lower, not an 80% lower. And that just showed, as me doing a purchase, and I did this all before this happened. Now, that would not be suspicious in and of itself. And who's going to decide what is suspicious? What's the criteria going to be for suspicious? Because if we're going to flag purchases, and that's, you know, as a possible mass shooting threat, what's the criteria going to be? And this is not going to work. It's not going to work as advertised. It's going to work the way it's intended to work, which is to ensnare me and you, but it's not going to work as advertised. And Visa's saying this too. They warned a new system that gun control advocates are saying will limit rampage killings might not have the desired effect. In fact, it won't have the desired effect. The problem, Visa says, is when it processes transactions for any merchant, it doesn't have access to data showing what products consumers are actually buying. This means the network and its banking partners would have no idea if a consumer is buying an automatic rifle or safety equipment at these stores. And getting out there and actually getting a carbon copy in the Visa record of, oh, he bought a Smith & Wesson M&P, serial number so-and-so, the barrel's this length, this, you know. Having that, these things, they've been set up in an algorithm with a data set of information that's what's required to push it through. But it's all based upon the card having enough credit on it, right? Like if you're buying something that's $300 and you got $500, boom, approved. So, Visa continued, we have no visibility into what items a consumer is purchasing. That is true irrespective of what MCC applies to a merchant. Many are advocating the use of MCCs to track gun sales as a potential tool in combating gun violence. But that's not what merchant codes are designed for, nor should they be. Now, this is Visa saying this. And what they're basically saying is that, okay, you guys wanted another category, fine, we'll have another category. We're going to give in to, which my thought is Visa should have said pound sand. But they didn't. But what they're telling them is that the merchant code is not going to show what you're buying. And getting into that is going to be a very difficult juggle. Putting that together to where they can actually see that is going to be a very difficult juggle. There are no pure gun stores out there, right? They only sell guns only. They sell accessories for guns. Some of them have some army surplus. Some of them have some, you know, they have ammunition for sale. Some of them, they have all kinds of stuff for sale. Then you get into these big stores, like I said earlier, Cabela's, Academy Sports. They sell all manner of things. So, in a store like, you know, and this may be the way to cover yourself if you're saying, well, how will we do it? Go buy your guns at a big box store from here on out. But, I mean, even stores like Palmetto State Armory, they are an outdoor store. They sell gun safes and fishing supplies and fishing rods and tackle and optics and ammo and accessories and parts, clothing, coffee, body wash. They sell body wash at Palmetto State Armory. So this data that they're going to be gathering is going to be muddy. It's going to be muddy. I think proponents of the measure know it won't work, and precisely why, though. This is just a first step in a longer process that will likely involve pressuring companies to track individual products. And the problem is going to be in that nobody does this. Nobody, like if you go and you buy a wallet, at Macy's. I'm sure that when you buy that wallet, it doesn't show that you bought an Armani wallet. If you bought an Armani wallet, big dollar purchase. And I'm not sure the companies would be willing to go that far, because here's what this is going to lead to. Right now, we got a bunch of these World Economic Forum geebos out there that are wanting to, they want you to eat bugs. And if they could, the credit card companies, what their job is, they issue a credit card. They want you to use the credit card. Go out and use the credit card. Up to this point, they have not gotten into detail about what you've been buying. But as the government, and guns are just an avatar, okay? Although they're a very big avatar, very important avatar. But if they could monitor that you were buying a Glock 26 on a certain day, they could also monitor that you were buying ribeyes or pork chops or chicken. And that is environmentally unsound, I got to tell you. I'm here to tell you that. So, this is what this all... That's the goal of the proponents. The gun control proponents are the globalists. They're the one world people. You know, they're not actually out there going, well, we must stop gun violence. They're looking at this and saying, we have to control everything. And Visa and their competitors are very well versed in how people use credit cards for illegal purposes. Financial companies know how to look for financial crime. They know what the patterns of behavior are, and they know when to alert the authorities. And we haven't seen any mechanisms by which Visa or another company could identify a suspicious firearm sale. Because most rampage killers have precisely one gun that they use. How can someone buying a gun in and of itself be suspicious when thousands are bought every day and there are nowhere near that many shootings? The net that they would be casting would be very wide, and it would catch a lot of people. They'd be looking at a lot of people, and they'd be like, nope, good guy, nope, good guy, nope, good guy. So at the end of the day, Visa is telling people that this isn't going to work is particularly telling. We know it won't do what proponents are saying, and now even one of the companies tasked with tracking is saying it won't do what they're saying. My prediction is we're not going to see any appreciable difference in this. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
Moving forward, we will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. This particular regime that we have in place right now, the Biden-Harris administration, their war on guns is the most comprehensive and multifaceted gun control scheme ever created. And this is all being administered to by former Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who has admitted meeting with gun control groups regularly at the White House, likely drafted most of the plan. And under Rice, they nimbly exploit any anti-gun gain while quickly pivoting away from pushback from the media, the public, or Congress. By design, most of their gun control agenda skirts any oversight, legislative or constitutional, and is immune from other normal checks and balances. So they have some weaponized foot soldiers at the ATF willing to carry out any order regardless of their constitutionality. The Biden administration has become one of the biggest threats to the Second Amendment since the Bill of Rights was first written. Now, because it's so fast and comprehensive, tracking all of their shenanigans has been difficult, which is, you know, this is a reference guide for you. First of all, the campaign promises. Biden made no secret of his anti-gun agenda when he campaigned for office. The Biden plan to end gun violence epidemic is still on his campaign website. Part of it was to get weapons of war off our streets, ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. He wanted to regulate assault weapons under the NFA and buy back existing assault weapons and standard-capacity magazines already in civilian hands. His words. In order to reduce stockpiling of weapons, he promised to support legislation that would ration firearm purchases to one per month. In addition, he promised to end private sales by requiring background checks on all firearm purchases. He also said he would end several loopholes, most of which do not exist, as well as creating more prohibited persons by using a list of people from the Social Security Administration who are unable to manage their affairs for mental reasons, which was an Obama administration thing. He decided to target online sales, too, because that would end the online sales of firearms and ammunition, as well as prohibiting online sales of parts kits. He bribed the states by promising financial incentives for those who created red flag laws. So let's talk about the ATF. He did weaponize them, but they've been weaponized for a long time. They, you know, the ATF, when a Democrat's in office, they get really active. When a Republican's in office, not so much. Not so much. Not unless the Republican gets out there and says, oh, let's have some gun control. Now, none of this would be possible, that what they're trying to do right now, without the ATF. They have a very long and sort of history of more than being more than willing to buddy up to the occupants of the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, especially if we get something out of that. And to that end, Biden did not disappoint. He gave him a $1.7 billion raise. I mean, you know, Fast and Furious, Waco, Ruby Ridge. Yeah, they need a raise. He also decided to, you know, this money was to expand multi-jurisdictional gun trafficking strike forces, whatever that is, with additional personnel, increased regulation of the firearms industry, enhance ATF's National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, and modernize the National Tracing Center, none of which actually work. This is the first hint of their plan to declare war on gun dealers. They also needed a sycophant to run the ATF, enter David Chipman, or as I call him, the third Darren. He's both an ATF careerist and a paid anti-gun activist working as a policy advisor for the Giffords at the time when he was proposed. But he was, you know, that guy's a horrible little man. And that became obvious during his Senate confirmation hearings, that his confirmation stalled, fizzled, and was eventually withdrawn. So then he chose Steve Dettelbach, a Democrat who ran unsuccessfully for Ohio Attorney General in 2018. In this race, he was endorsed by Biden, Barack Obama, and Every Town for Gun Safety. And Biden and Dettelbach spoke the same language. When he ran for AG, Dettelbach campaigned on a platform that included assault weapon and standard capacity magazine bans, universal background checks, red flag laws, EIEIO. He was quickly confirmed, since it's nearly impossible to reject two presidential nominees for the same position. So they have a massive infusion of cash and a new guy in charge. So now the ATF is unleashed. What they did was, with the ATF, they created a federal police force that's immune from control and oversight. In other words, they're untouchable. The answer to no one but their director, who answers solely to the White House. And ATF special agents have been barnstorming across the country, conducting unconstitutional knock and talks, warrantless home inspections, which the agency laughingly referred to as voluntary conversations. And a lot of these are caught on tape. One of the reasons I have surveillance cameras all around my house is, if I see somebody coming to my front door with the ATF on them, I'm going to go get my cinema camera. I'm going to say, hey guys, what's going on? Coffee? To justify their surprise home inspections, ATF agents claim they're just looking for aftermarket triggers or solvent traps or proof that multiple gun purchases were legitimate, not straw purchases. No accountability, though. A common theme for most ATF operations, since their spokespersons refuse to comment about their agents' actions. And while the armed special agents were busy pounding on doors, its unarmed industry operations investigators proved they, too, were more than willing to bend or break a few federal laws. Because they've been snatching FFLs from gun dealers as well. Then there's the rule-making misuse, and that's that's where they really excel. Unlike real law enforcement agencies, the ATF has the authority to write its own laws through its rule-making authority. So they can issue a rule or opinion and then change their mind and leave the public scrambling to comply with the new law or face federal prosecution. And nothing is better, to point this out, than the pistol brace. They're about to try to force millions of us, and I have two of these, to register our pistol braces, our pistol-braced weapons, as short-barreled rifles, which will be regulated by the NFA. And if you don't comply, you could face up to 10 years in a federal prison. Previously, they said they were fine. They did not need to be regulated by the NFA, and so a lot of us bought them. But now, after pressure from the White House, the ATF has changed their mind. And this is not the first time they've done that. They did the same about-face on aftermarket triggers, rare-breed triggers. They were initially approved for sale by the ATF, and they now classify them as a machine gun. Owner Kevin Maxwell filed court documents back in August 2021 stating the ATF made a mistake in its decision based on the definition of what constitutes a machine gun. Now, Maxwell stated the ATF has no authority to change the code or the code's definition of what constitutes a machine gun. And four experts, all former ATF, concluded that Maxwell's trigger system does not meet the legal definition of a machine gun. And still, they are hunting for them. Then there's building your own gun. They decided to crack it down on that as well. If we heard about a raid on a lower 80% lower company that then they got their customer list, and then a lot of people were thinking that they were going to be getting a visit, but the ghost gun war is absolutely well in motion right now. Although they seem to be concentrating on handguns and not the 80% lowers for ARs, which I don't know where that goes. Then there's Biden and his blue states. Now, he knows he doesn't have the votes in Congress to push for a national, quote, assault weapon, end quote, ban. There's nothing stopping him from pressuring politically friendly governors in blue states to create their own bans. What else have they got available to them? He's New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, California, Delaware. I mean, don't they already have the veritable wish list in place? Red flag laws, assault weapon bans. And, the takeaway from this is that there's not a single mention in any of these plans on how they intend to disarm criminals. Only the law-abiding citizen is targeted. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More time. Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And I'm fighting the allergies as we go. And I'm losing. I'm losing that fight. Coming out of the Associated Press, they're upset. Known by many conservatives and libertarians as Associated Propagandists, the AP has for many years been hit or miss when it comes to journalistic fairness. Now, there's one guy there named Ken Sweet, who uncovered the fact that one of the most vocal boosters of a new plan by Visa, MasterCard, and American Express to apply special sales codes to gun store purchases was New York City Comptroller Brad Lander, who just so happens to be a trustee of multiple public sector retirement plans that are heavily leveraged in each of those credit card companies. But it's often slim pickings when it comes to the AP output, and for every offering or decent reportage, I monitor journalism. I anticipate multiple examples of leftist bias on display. And this is one of them, and it also reflects a decades-old habit of dinosaur media members utilizing unbalanced agenda-driven, quote, reports, end quote, as the unquestioned base for their own unbalanced agenda-driven report, propagating the misinformation through the news medium as it ripples in a pond, all spreading from a leftist-dropped stone. On September 2nd, the AP released a piece by Bernard Condon, purportedly covering an AP analysis and lamenting the fact that extrajudicial gun-grabbing so-called red flag statutes get little use as shootings and gun deaths soar. Now, of course, Condon didn't bother to discuss the extrajudicial nature of the gun grabs, nor did he correctly label them as the gun grabs that they are. But his lassitude didn't stop MSN from propagating his piece, nor did it stop major television outlets such as ABC National, ABC7 in Chicago, and KSL in Utah from spreading the prefabricated and tilted narrative. And none of them actually looked at this and employed a little critical thinking and added any clarification information. Not even that Chicago news station bothered, despite the opening of its piece focusing on the windy and bloody city. We get this. Chicago is one of the nation's gun violence hotspots and a seemingly ideal place to employ Illinois red flag laws that allows police to step in and take firearms away from people who threaten to kill. But amid more than 8,500 shootings, resulting in 1,800 deaths since 2020, the law was used there just four times. Now, just what entails an ideal place for government agents to breach most of the Bill of Rights is something Mr. Condon doesn't address. Nor does he address the fact that Chicago ranks as the 19th most violent U.S. city so far this year, despite, as Law Enforcement Today noted in 2019, it and Illinois imposed some of the harshest prohibitions against legal firearm ownership in the nation. As the LAT staff wrote at the time, the problem seems to be, both in Chicago and around the country, that legal gun owners are not the ones causing the issue. And Mr. Condon's report is lacking or downright incorrect in many other ways. For example, his opening statement errantly claims that red flag statutes allow police to step in, quite a euphemism for what actually is armed agents of the state, invading a home and stealing private property, and said cops take firearms away from people who threaten to kill. And that latter claim about people who threaten to kill is not right. If people had threatened to kill other people, then statutes regarding criminal threatening and verbal assault would come into play. Red flag statutes are thrown at people who have not been accused of any crime, and the agents of the government act without proper warrants, seizing property and punishing people without trial, or even any accusation of criminal behavior. He should be ashamed of calling himself a journalist if he ever does claim to be one, and the Associated Press might want to consider a name change to Associated Propagandists. That should be the end of the story, but it isn't. It gets worse, because the gist of Condon's piece, again a gist carried and amplified by numerous news outlets, laments the lack of use of this towering insult to your rights, this incinerator of the U.S. Constitution, and this middle finger to the courageous 18th century people who fought for American liberation from Britain. Another one of his memorable little quips, one that not only presses the fallacy that these red flag statutes are morally acceptable, but utilizes the cliched and typical leftist ploy of bouncing off of a leftist, quote, expert. To directly state the most brazen form of the claim, offering cover to the so-called journalist and news site in question. We get AP found such laws in 19 states in the District of Columbia were used to remove firearms from people 15,049 times since 2020. Fewer than 10 per 100,000 adult residents. Experts called that woefully low and not nearly enough to make a dent in gun violence, considering that millions of firearms in circulation and countless potential warning signs law enforcement officers encounter from gun owners every day. If I'm a gun owner and I roll up on a cop and I pat my, you know, I can carry a gun in the open here in South Carolina now that I have a concealed carry permit. If I pat my gun as I walk up on the officer going, "Hey, you want some of this?" Well, I'm going to be eating asphalt, very likely. Because that's a threat. You know? That's a warning sign, you might say. Duke University sociologist Jeffrey Swanson, who has studied red flag gun surrender orders across the nation, said of the AP tally, "It's too small a pebble to make a ripple. It's if the law doesn't exist." And then we get this sort of spice nonsense, assuming that not only the ethical and constitutional validity of the red flag, but also assuming that they're effective, something that should never be part of any consideration of an immoral act in the first place, gets spread through the left-hefting pop media, including a video presentation from lovely CBS News. Now, red flag laws are not laws. They're statutes operating under color of law and in utter contempt of natural law, the latter of which centers on natural rights. They breach the Second Amendment, forbidding Congress and any level of government anywhere in the U.S. from passing any statute that infringes on the right to keep and bear arms. They violate the Fourth Amendment. They violate the Fifth Amendment. They violate the Sixth Amendment. They violate the Eighth Amendment. And they violate the spirit of the 14th Amendment, reiteration of the right of due process. Condon never touched that at all. And neither did any of the parrots who repeated his little devilish drivel. And they didn't mention that red flag statutes don't target the criminals who get their guns via circumventions of the already unconstitutional regulations. They don't mention that the fact that as peacefully minded people have acquired more guns, the overall trend in the U.S. for violent crime has gone down. They don't mention that criminally minded people tend to change their behavior and avoid places where they have an expectation they might encounter an armed target. And they didn't mention that rampage homicides can be and have been carried out by people who use devices other than guns, like vehicles and bombs and blades. No, they're going to keep pushing the term red flag law as they try to get more Americans to absorb it as part of the daily parlance. They're conditioning you, just like the self-checkout lanes have in stores, where you say, oh, this is faster, I'll go do it. You've been conditioned. They will continue to fudge data and exclude the most fundamental factor at all, the right to self-defense. The second most fundamental factor here is that the danger is never the gun. The danger is the individual. If the individual is truly dangerous, then leaving him on the street is insanity. A dangerous individual who wants to commit a crime, who wants to have harm come to you, is going to find a way to harm you. And it shouldn't matter to you how they do it. Would you rather be stabbed to death with a steak knife? Would you rather be beat to death with a ball bat? Would you like to be just beaten to death with fists and feet? Would you like to be strangled? Would you like to be, garroted with some sort of ligature? How do you want to die violently? Does it matter to you? It doesn't matter to me. All that matters to me is that I have a chance, an option to defend myself against this. So if you believe in the ethical treatment of your neighbor and in honoring people who fought for freedom, we got to work harder to fight the falsehood and the propaganda. It is very present here today. And anytime you see this kind of dangerous, arrogant, utter nonsense being spewed like vocal vomit in your direction, you got to call them out. You got to engage them. They hate that. I'll be back next week. Stay awake. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.